we've got Danny West of HogSports.com joining us now. Danny, good afternoon.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
How is everything up on the hill?
Everything's great. Got a beautiful day. Feels like I haven't talked to y'all in 2 months. It's only been 2 weeks, I guess.
It has been a while.
Yeah,
a little while. But I guess let's get caught up first off on Will Gregg. He announced the five schools that he will take official visits to. And it might be surprising to some and might not be to others the fact that he is not going to take an official visit to Arkansas.
Yeah, bottom line is he's been here, you know, 100 times over the last 5 years. His brother played here. He never missed a home game in Fayetteville or Little Rock. Actually, I'm not sure he ever missed a road game either in the Southeastern Conference. So he's seen it all up here. I know fans don't want to hear that, and they still want that two-day visit come November, whenever it might be, but that looks like he's not going to give them one. He would, you know, he's already seen it all in his mind, so he'd rather spend that time and go see some other things that he maybe hasn't seen enough of yet. But I don't think it sounds good for Arkansas right now. But the good news is you've still got a long time to potentially change his mind. You know, but right now you look at it and you say it's just hard to imagine him visiting Florida State, which just won the national title, Alabama, which won 2009, 2011, and 12. LSU played for it in 2011. Texas played for it in 09. Ole Miss, I'm not sure what they're doing, but they're obviously doing something very well. They've signed some really good classes. So it's hard to see him. It's hard to imagine him visiting those places, not visiting Arkansas on an official, and then signing with Arkansas. So I think they're going to have to change that, maybe get in his head a little bit. Maybe it changes for it. Maybe some of those schools fill up at their tight end position and kind of cancel themselves out. So still a long way to go. I wouldn't hit the panic button just yet.
How common is that, though, before we go to the phones? Is that pretty common, or does that kind of raise a flag at all?
I think both. I think it's starting to become more of a trend. You saw Josh Frazier do it last year. And I think 2 years ago actually gave Arkansas an official visit. So I think more and more kids, especially kids that have been on campus a lot during unofficial visits, I think they're starting to become more more willing to skip out on the home state school, one that they've seen a million times. So I think it's starting to become the trend.
Let's head to Sterling. Sterling, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. First on the Ethan's call, and I used to think that way. But when you in this state and the way that we have to recruit, it's a myth. Anytime a person, I mean, unless it's Scottie Pippen is the exception to the rule because of his growth spurt after he arrived at on campus, I give you a pass on that one. But anytime, that's their job. Just because I don't know about them, or Ethan don't know about them, or Trey don't know about them, that's their job. And he's in your home state. You gotta beat the bushes when you're in this state. Maybe in Alabama you can get away with skipping over guys, or Notre Dame back in the day. But at Arkansas, you gotta beat the bushes. You gotta look under every rock. Gregg, I don't think he's coming. I can't imagine. I don't care how many times you've been on that campus. If you plan on, I mean, I just can't imagine you going to them schools, them places. I mean, legitimate schools. It's not like he's going to visit Hawaii, or he's going to visit some exotic place that he's never been before, and them his five visits. I mean, just legitimate schools that play big time football. That's what he's going there to look at. And I'd be pleasantly surprised if he signed with Arkansas. I would be shocked if he's an Arkansas Razorback. And, I mean, that's his right to go where he wants, but, I mean, I'd be that shocked if he ends up there. My question for your guest is how quick, how realistic is it for Arkansas to have a top 20 recruiting class year in, year out? Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Sterling. Appreciate the call.
I don't think it. I don't see it happening.
top 20 at Arkansas. And Sterling, to his point, because kind of what he said is you have to beat the bushes in the state of Arkansas. I don't see it happening year in, year out, because the state does not
produce that much talent.
Yeah, you know, if we were producing 25 Division I SEC caliber players a year, then I maybe so. But we don't produce enough in state. And then I tend to agree with Sterling a little bit too, that I think it's a red flag when you have an in-state guy who's being recruited. He pretty much he's going to be able to go wherever he wants to in the country. It's kind of out of courtesy. You still, if that's your school you're going to, you still take an official there.
Danny, your thoughts on Arkansas having a top 20 recruiting class year in and year out?
I'll tend to disagree with Matt on this one. I think facilities are in place. And I think about it like this. Most of the time in the Rivals rankings, your top 20 teams, about 10 of those are going to be Southeastern Conference teams. So I feel like Arkansas should be able to be one of those 10. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong on it, but they've been really close. You know, you think about a lot of their classes were just outside the top 20, top 25. Maybe a couple guys here and there would have put them in the top 20 over the last 10 years or so. So I would disagree. I think maybe there's potential there to do that, but it all comes back to winning. You know, you can't have 3-9 and 4-8 type seasons and then expect to have a top 20 year in and year out. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and I think we could have one, you know, one every 5 years. Yeah, okay, you could. But to go, you know, 7 years in a row or 5 out of 6 years, I just think, I mean, to your point, though, if we were going 10-2, yeah, maybe so. But when you're going 3-9, no. You have to win to even get there. Definitely not saying we couldn't have one, one every 5 years or so. But I just don't see Arkansas having 7 in a row or 5 out of 6 years being in the top 20. Especially if we, and also if we're losing our in-state guys. If you're losing a 4- or 5-state guy in your state, that hurts as well.
Danny, KJ Hill, now a 4-star recruit.
About time, right?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Something we've been pushing for about a year now. Coach Boulding has told me for a year he's the best player in the state, the best he's ever coached. So, you know, I've seen KJ enough to know that he's at least a 4-star. He actually had a coach from Arizona State tell him yesterday that this coach thinks he is the best receiver in the country this year. So that's pretty high remarks coming from a D1 coach like that.
Maybe he's just telling him that because he wants him to come to Arizona State and play football.
I promise.
He might be telling everybody that, but I think it's pretty solid coming from a D1 coach. Hey, like I said, it's about time Rivals gave him that 4-star. We've been pulling for KJ for a long time. I'm thinking he might be our number 2 guy when the Natural 21 rankings come out. I've still got Ty Story at number 1. It's hard to go against the quarterback. I've seen him a million times in person. I feel great about him at number 1. But KJ may make a push for that eventually. He's a really good player.
Danny, what about the linebacker? Is it Derek Graham set to visit? And now is he eligible to sign for this year?
He's a 2015 guy.
2015. Okay, then I saw
recruit this year, yeah.
Okay,
but,
okay.
He's got offers from Arkansas, Mississippi State. He's out of, I don't want to miss this up, but Wauchula, Florida, 6'4", 220, runs a 4.6. He's actually coming up here for a visit June the 8th, Arkansas is in on him early, so I think he's got a shot. I've talked to him a few times. He seems like he's genuinely interested in Arkansas, and this is one of those kids that I feel like here in 6 months from now, if he's not committed somewhere, he's probably going to end up with close to 30 offers, and I mean big-time offers. If you go watch his film, I think you'll be impressed. So it's good to get him on campus this early and give yourself a shot. His brother is coming with him. I think his brother was an SEC athlete for the Florida Gators. I think he ran track for him. So, very athletic kid. It's good to get him on campus. We'll see if they can get him there.
Let's head to Lee in North Little Rock. Lee, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Yeah, you know, I have a question about that, you know, about the players from the state here going to other schools. You know, it's something I've always wondered about, like, what we say about the players that are there that don't win. I heard some awful things get older. Now, a lot of people say, well, we're entitled to do that. You know, we're entitled to do that. Yeah, that may well be true. But I just wonder, in the back of my mind, how do that really make the players feel? I mean, win, draw, or lose, you should back your team. You know, I really do believe that. And I wonder sometimes if that, you know, what do that really have an effect on? And I think that Bielema is doing a pretty good job, you know, as far as his recruiting, because I used to look at the top 250, and I would never see Arkansas in that at all. Every now and then you would see one player in there, maybe you got that coming to Arkansas in the 250 class. But I see like four of them in there already. You know, so I think he's doing a pretty good job.
And how many of those players are not in-state guys?
Thanks, Lee.
You know, that's the question I would have is, if you're going to look at like the ESPN top 300 or 250, when there's a guy from the state of Arkansas, yeah, you might see Arkansas beside his name. But how many of those guys that are in the top 300 are we able to go into other states and get?
Yeah, there's only one right now, Yalda Froholt, who's actually from Denmark. He'll be playing his senior season in Florida this fall. But he's the only one from outside the state of Arkansas in the 250 right now. I will say Arkansas does have four in the 250, and that is more than LSU and Florida State right now. I think it's as many as LSU and Auburn. So it's a pretty good start for Arkansas.
But let's say this, too, about players and hearing comments that are made on the radio. They don't hear that stuff. I can't see them sitting in their dorm room listening to sports talk radio and saying, well, did you hear what those fans said about me today?
And Trey, I've told you this before. I didn't know that there was sports talk in the state of Arkansas when we played at college. You know, you're exactly right. The players do not. They don't sit around and listen to the local sports talk show.
And if you think it's bad here, go to Alabama.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I'm sure it was pretty ugly for their guys after that Auburn game this past year.
Oh, I couldn't imagine what it was like down there. Or how about this? Go to Michigan or Ohio.
Yeah.
When Ohio State loses to Michigan, or when Michigan loses to Ohio State, which seems like it's been happening pretty regular here lately. What about Michigan State beating Michigan? You think Sports Talk Radio in Ann Arbor is really kind to the players?
Hey, I'll say this. I remember Robert Johnson, who's a good friend of mine. You guys remember Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't exactly blow it up at Arkansas. And, you know, nowadays with Twitter and Facebook and even message boards, some of those guys do read message boards. Will Gregg is one of them, for example. I remember back in the day, 2005 or 6, reading some of the stuff that Robert Johnson had sent to him, and it made me sick. Like, I don't see how he did not transfer at that point. I felt bad for him. So that stuff does go on, but like you said, it happens everywhere.
Yeah, and I was there with Robert, and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it just didn't work out for him. But as far as an athlete and a football player, he definitely was good. Sometimes it just doesn't work out.
And it does happen everywhere, but message boards are a place where people can go and they can hide their identity.
Right, and I agree with Danny that I think nowadays, maybe the last 4 or 5 years, that the Twitter and the social media has allowed for that what you're saying, fans that hide their identity to get on and say stuff. And, of course, you would hope that they don't take anything to heart. You know, a lot of it's jealousy or animosity or whatever when they say something that you got to kind of just let it roll off your back.
Danny, we talked about this earlier. JoJo Robinson has been clear. Charges have been dropped against him.
Yeah, that's big news. I think we all expected that would be the outcome, but definitely good news that it did go his way this morning, and now he's free and clear. I spoke to his dad this morning. You could hear the excitement in his voice. He was pretty fired up. And I think he was just more relieved and just ready to get it behind him. Now he's going to be coming up here on June the 26th or somewhere between the 26th and the 29th. So he's done with it. It's behind him now. I think he learned a really valuable lesson. As far as the football team is concerned, I think JoJo is probably one of their top three or four signees in this class. Bijan Jackson, Brian Wallace, Race TV and probably JoJo. That would round out my top four. As we know, Arkansas really doesn't have a whole lot of guys like him right now. So, you know, Jared Cornelius, I guess, would be a similar player to him. But I think JoJo will probably come on campus as the most explosive guy, not only a wide receiver, but on special teams. You know, he can be their punt return guy, which they really need right now. So, good for him. He seems like a good kid, just kind of got caught in a bad situation, but very fortunate that he's not, you know, still in trouble for it.
Danny, I saw that you tweeted that 11 in-state players had been offered by Bobby Petrino at Louisville. How many has Arkansas offered out of that 11, and how many of those 11 do you see that would end up going to Louisville?
Arkansas has offered every one of them so far. I don't see any of them going to Louisville. Now, you can't hate on him for trying. I mean, he's trying to see if his name still holds water in the state, and it does with a lot of people. But most of those guys, I think 8 of them were offensive players, which, you know, is kind of funny and ironic, but Arkansas produces mostly offensive-type players. But I can't imagine any of those guys leaving the state for Louisville. They may leave for Alabama or Ole Miss or Texas, but I can't see it happening with Louisville.
Danny, Bijan Jackson, when's he going to head up to the Hill, and your thoughts on him?
He'll be up here Sunday. A lot of those guys are moving in this weekend. Talked to Joshua Liddell earlier. I think he's coming up. Kalia Hackett will be here this weekend. A lot of guys starting to move in. I think classes start on the 27th. Is that right?
I believe so.
So Bijan's coming in this weekend. As I said, I think he's one of the top guys they signed, and he's really at a need position. You know, a lot of people think Arkansas is just overflowing with talent at defensive tackle. I don't see it. There's a lot of inexperienced guys, and he will be inexperienced as well, but he's got a whole lot of talent to work with, huge body. He's SEC ready, and I think Bijan will probably leave here in 3 or 4 years and go make a lot of money someday.
Danny, when you look at the 2015 class and how it's shaping up, how is Arkansas doing right now with the fact that they can have coaches out on the recruiting trail?
Yeah, they're starting to wind down a little bit. Next week will be their last week out on the road. They've done a good job of saving some of their evaluations for the final week, so that way they can go out and check on guys that maybe they had flown a little bit under the radar. Maybe they can sneak in there and get a look at some of those guys. The first 2 weeks they went out and really hammered the state of Arkansas, so they're trying to take care of the home state first, which I think is always good. But, it's starting to wind down a little bit. They're sitting on 8 commitments. And, you know, they've got the camp coming up next month in June. So that should bring in maybe a couple more commitments. But right now, just stuck on 8. They're in the top 20 in the country. So that's a good place to be if you're Arkansas.
When you look at some of their targets in state, who are some of the big ones that – they are really, really on, not the commits, because we know of the Ty stories. We know the guys that have committed to Arkansas, but those that haven't, that they really would like to get, who are some of those names?
Well, we've mentioned Will Gregg enough. A.J. Yeah. Hill, obviously, would be the second guy. Third, C.J. O'Grady's still out there. He hasn't committed to him yet. He just picked up an offer from Oregon, a big tight end here at Fayetteville. I would expect him to end up being a Razorback, but you know, nothing is guaranteed anymore. I mean, Oregon's a good offer. Louisville has offered him. I don't see him going there, but he could.
What about Petway down in Nashville?
Petway would be my next one. That's a big-time kid. I think he just picked up new offers from LSU and Ohio State, which obviously speaks for itself. But Petway's a great one. I think he'll be moving up in our rankings. I've seen a little more film on him. So man, it's just a great class. I think those are probably the two, with K.J. Hill and Will Gregg, of course, making it 4 that they've offered that they haven't gotten yet. But those would be the top 4 targets right now.
All right. And then it moves on from there. It just seems like it's a never-ending battle. That is recruiting.
And Danny, I did see you got a new addition, a new puppy to the family. Is that right?
I'm trying to keep him quiet right now. I'm actually going to be biting my toes.
Yeah, Yellow Lab.
What's his name?
Yeah.
His name is Lincoln. We call him Link.
Lincoln. I like it. That's awesome.
Matt loves
you gotta
labs.
You got to keep everything off the floor, though, for the first year, or they just chew everything up. Yep.
We love it.
All right. Danny, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you, guys.